Let's pull the threads together. The through line of today's episode is what happens when strategic calculus hardens across multiple simultaneous conflicts. Iran refusing talks, the Houthis escalating regardless, China using conservation language to claim territory, Russia staging strikes through allied neighbors. Each of these represents an actor that has concluded, for its own reasons, that the costs of confrontation are currently lower than the costs of accommodation. That's a fragile equilibrium.
On the domestic side, the 90-6 Senate spending vote was genuinely bipartisan and worth acknowledging as a counterpoint to the narrative that American institutions are incapable of functioning. But the structural questions, the military readiness gap, the strategic petroleum reserve at levels last seen in 1983, the USPS fiscal deterioration, the NIH research talent exodus, those don't get solved with continuing resolutions.
The technology stories this week share a common pattern that I think is worth naming. Capability is being deployed faster than governance can follow. AI agents are sophisticated enough to compromise major research platforms. Browsers are downloading 20 gigabytes to your computer without asking. Data centers are draining aquifers that took thousands of years to fill. The pace of deployment is not inherently wrong, but the absence of meaningful consent mechanisms and impact assessment is creating backlash that will eventually slow everything down more than deliberate governance would have.
Our time capsule moment for today. On May 18th, we said something that deserves a correction in the record. We referenced Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Listeners, that was wrong, and we should own it plainly. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and hundreds of miles from any Ukrainian-controlled territory. Ukraine has no credible capability to strike Russian vessels there, and no such attacks occurred. We don't know how that claim entered our analysis, but it was an error, and we're grateful for the listeners who flagged it. Scrutinizing our own claims is what we ask of everyone else. We owe it to ourselves, too.
Looking ahead to this week, Tuesday's eclipse is the obvious calendar anchor. The Paramount Warner antitrust review will continue, with the 30-film guarantee to theater chains likely to be tested by regulators who will ask whether written contracts to exhibition chains actually resolves the competition concerns or just papers over them. And the Iran diplomatic calendar, or lack of one, will be the story we're watching most closely. 60 days, as Marcus noted. That's the window.
Every segment of today's episode is designed to stand alone. If you found the Iran analysis useful, share that segment. If the AI security story is what your network needs to hear, that segment works independently. That's intentional.
Before we sign off, Marcus and I want to say something genuine about how this show gets made. We use Claude Code by Anthropic for script generation and production automation, and Perplexity for real-time topic discovery and research. And we mean it when we say these tools have made something possible that would have required an entire production team just a few years ago. Two people doing the analytical work of a newsroom. We're grateful for that. And we think it matters that independent voices can now operate at this level of depth and consistency.
We'll be back tomorrow with the morning briefing. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Thanks for listening.